Yeah. What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
That was kind of scary, actually.
Trust me, I'm scared all the time. It's my crazy 12-year-old cousin. He's internally on freaking sugar, dude. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
I got something stronger for him. It's also white.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? You're fucking duct taping.
I'm trying.
You're trying to duct tape? I think that might be the intro.
You see, you wouldn't make it to the intro. You should be proud of yourself. Millions of people will hear your voice.
Millions. Welcome to episode 6 of the Perfectly Sane Show. I am Chris. I am here today with Jeff.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Tony is he's powerless right now.
Tony is in Fallout 3 mode right now.
Yeah, he lives in DC, so it's just like Fallout 3. So he won't be around, but we do have his NFL picks, so we'll be able to get them on record for this week.
Nice. I can't believe it's already been 6 episodes.
Yeah, that was 7 if you include our 0 episode, too. So.
Oh.
And we're getting them out on a weekly basis. It's good. It's good. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Oh, we've been consistent, which is more than we can say for the T-Bag Radio boys.
Except that they release like 7 hours worth of content when they release something, so it's insane.
It makes up for it. Yeah.
So anyway, Fozzie, what you been playing?
Well, pretty much probably what you guys have been playing, a little bit of Reach. I beat the campaign a couple days ago.
And
I don't want to give away too many spoilers or anything. Actually, no spoilers whatsoever, but. You know, it's easily probably the greatest story that's been told in a Halo game, in my opinion. You do somewhat do grow attached to each character. I kind of wish it was a little bit longer. I felt that some of the other characters I didn't get to know as much as I would have liked to. Like, the dude with the mask, I mean, I don't know. It would have been sweet to learn a little bit more about him, but I feel that it's still... It's a great game. Like with the multiplayer, which I just got into last night, this could be a game I'm going to be playing for the next few months, no doubt.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you too on the like. I would have liked to learn a little bit more about these characters because you do get attached to them. There's a part. I'm not going to like go into detail on it because it is kind of a spoiler, but maybe about 2/3 of the way through and something happens. Like I totally was not expecting it. It's in the middle of a conversation, like the team is moving forward and then something just happens. And it's like, wow, was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, Jeff, have you beaten it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. That's all I have to say. Yeah, that's what I figured you were talking about.
Nice.
But, get a multiplayer is going to keep me coming back over and over again. I think just like you guys, so.
The daily and weekly challenges are really, really, they give you something to chase.
Yeah, they're addictive. I love them. Like, I love checking Bungie.net in the morning to see what, like, All right, how easy are they today? How many points are they worth? Like, the points don't really mean anything either. It's just
you get credits for them, you know, mm-hmm. new gear.
Yeah, it's just like it's just the fact that they're giving you like you're getting a reward for doing them. It's kind of cool.
And that's something like too that keeps you playing longer than you plan on. Sometimes, like you go to play like a half hour, you're like, oh man, I want to get the daily challenges, you know?
Right. Yeah,
I still haven't played any of those, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, the weekly challenge this week is actually it's fairly easy, and that's worth an achievement if you haven't gotten any of the challenges yet. That's 10-point achievement.
Now, are the weeklies harder, you think, than the dailies?
They're more time consuming, that's for sure.
What is the weekly challenge?
The weekly challenge this week is play 30 games in matchmaking.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Like last week it was play all nine of the campaign missions on heroic or legendary within like the course of the week, which I'm sure tons of people did it. Like it's just not. I didn't start off on heroic, so.
Yeah, I was already done by the time they posted that, probably. So.
Yeah. But yeah, the weekly challenge for this week, pretty easy to get to. It's not worth a lot of points either, but I'll do it for the 10-point achievement, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, last night, well, by the time you guys are listening to this, it will have been like 3 nights ago, but yeah, we had our first like community night, Tuesday night Battlefield. It was a great turnout. Quite a bit of fun.
We had like 13 people at any given time.
Yeah.
For like 2 or 3 hours at least.
Yeah, when I left, I think there were 14 in the lobby, and that was 4 hours after it started. So it was going strong. Even when I left, it was 1 a.m. here. So quite a bit of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
It died out pretty quickly after you left, just so you know, too.
Like, yeah, I figure everyone sounded like they were going to pass out. I mean, for me, it was like 2:30 or something. I was like, man, I got to get to bed.
Yeah, it was we played a ton of games, though, so lots of different
games. Yeah, oh, yeah. We got, dude, I still love Juggernaut. Juggernaut's so much fun.
You it's love just, Juggernaut until one.
Dude, you would, too. It's oh, man. Just going to Juggernaut and just seeing all these people just shooting at you, you feel so invincible when you're doing it.
Yeah, it's great when you have that many people, too, because it's just pure insanity. Like, their bodies
absolutely.
Flying everywhere. You're getting, like, triple kills, quad kills. Like,
it's funny, though. Like, when you're Juggernaut, it feels like your life lasts shorter than when other people are. Like, oh, I'm gonna be running around for like, you know, 5 minutes doing this, and then, like, a minute later, you're dead.
Yeah, we went from... You go from, like, 13 people, like, aiming at one guy to 13 people aiming at you. It's like... And,
right? Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of fun. Played some Rocket Ball and then lots of regular Team Slayer. So, yeah, it was quite a bit of fun. We'll be doing that again this coming Tuesday. So, hopefully you guys will be able to join us for that. But you been playing anything else, Foz?
I've been playing a lot of my NCAA Dynasty too. But you know, that's just same old, same old.
Yeah.
I love recruiting aspect of it still. So I'm just trying to get a couple months more in it before I start to regret buying a yen or a football game. I'll probably never play for rest of the time being, but kind of been a college football fix as of recently. So.
Cool. And then FIFA next week, right?
Yeah, man. I can't wait.
So Jeff, what have you been up to?
Just, you know, Reach, and I did play, you guys know, Sonic Adventure on Xbox Live Arcade for my very first time. I'd never played it before. It's fucked up.
but you liked it.
Yeah, I did. I always, you know, like, it got me thinking about, like, the 3D Sonic games. And it's like, yeah, they control poorly. They're not, you know, you can't really defend them as good games, but they're not as bad as people say they are. I don't think. I mean, they're playable. I got through the game, didn't I? So it can't be that broken. But
right.
it's probably the worst of them. Like, it's... I remember when it came out, it was like a big deal. People were like, oh, this game's awesome. It's like, this game is not awesome.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Arthur Geese, who writes for IGN, also host of Rebel FM, was talking about it on, I think, their latest episode. And he's basically saying when it came out on the Dreamcast, it looked so much better than Mario 64. And it was so fast for, like, that time that people kind of just, like, were blinded by, like, the visuals and kind of didn't pay attention to some of the game-killing bugs that are in it. But that it probably wasn't a good game then either.
No, and if you go back and look at reviews from when it first came out, they're like, you could tell, like, even they were like, there's some problems with this game. And it is, like, what, 2 years after Mario came out, like Mario 64, so there's not any real excuse for it to be so shoddy, but...
Right.
You know, Sega, they kind of suck. They never figured it out, but I still play them, and I still enjoy them.
They got, like, a perfect 10 on the official Dreamcast magazine or something, though. I remember that. Of course I know. I'm biased to the max, but
yeah.
Still. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's definitely a lot of nostalgia out there for the title. I'm, like, debating whether I should play the demo or not.
It's funny because the demo has a glitch in it where you could fall through the floor of the level and just die. It's like you're just running along the track and all of a sudden you'll get stuck on the track and you fall through it and die.
That's great.
So it's just a straight port?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. That's pretty lazy.
You know, some achievements.
You know what I would really like to get is Power Stone 2 online. Would be sick.
They might do Crazy Taxi if Sonic sells.
I thought they had that already. But dude, I mean, Power Stone 2 is amazing. It's definitely one of my favorite fighting games. Definitely up there. So I'd be really excited if they came out with that.
It's like rumor is they're going to be releasing more Dreamcast games for a download, but the one I kind of want is probably one you guys don't even know about, although Sean from the Teabag Boys, he'll back me up on this. It's a Record of Lotus War.
Oh, I heard of that. I heard it's like a Diablo type.
Yeah, it's like Diablo.
That's sweet. Yeah,
it's based on an anime. Like a 13 episode anime, and it was just a ton of fun, man. But it's really hard to get now.
One of those rare games.
Yeah, you have to put out a lot of money. It was a low print run, so probably no chance of that coming to Xbox Live. But
yeah,
can hold out.
Does that have any relation to that Record of Ageris War or whatever that came out?
No. When I went to PAX, I was like, when we were at PAX East, I saw that that Record of whatever Ageris War.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is, like, it? Because the first thing that popped in my head was Record of Lotus War. And so I started asking around, and we're like, nah, it has nothing to do with that. Evidently, that's just how, like, you know, Japanese name their shit.
It's like a Japanese phrasing or something.
Yeah, Record of this, Record of that.
Nice.
So, yeah, Sonic Adventure, not good, huh? Like, well.
Like I said, I enjoyed it, but it's a very poorly made game.
I might get it just for nostalgia purposes. I remember I bought Dreamcast. I made a post about that maybe like 8 or 9 months ago. But the son of a bitch, like, it ran out of color. Like, it wouldn't play anything in color after two days or something. I was like, oh, so this is why it was only $25. Oh, man, and I got, like, Shenmue and all the good games that came out and stuff. I was so excited, and I was like, no! But, so, yeah, I'm definitely down for... I might get it just for the fun of it, you know. Who knows?
See, like, I never had a Dreamcast, so there's, like, you know, the games like Sonic Adventure and stuff.
Yeah, definitely Power Stone is, like, even worth buying a Dreamcast for. It's a lot of fun. I'm definitely not a fighting game type of guy. You know me, I'm probably the most anti-fighting game you know, but...
You're in company.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, this one's fun. It's you have, like, 4-player co-op, which was great for the time, and I could definitely see this game just being perfect for online, so maybe we'll see that happen.
Cool. Anything else, Jeff?
Nope, that's it.
Alright, the only, outside of Reach, the only thing I've been playing, actually, I played two games. I jumped back into Guitar Hero 5 for a bit, chasing down some achievements before 6 comes out next week. But that's old news. You know.
Are you going to get that?
Warriors of Rock? Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, God.
It'll be fun. it's going to be different, that's for sure. We'll see.
Are you getting the guitar?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I already
guitars look so stupid, man. Holy crap! Yeah,
and I already
you think
have...
they look stupid.
What?
I saw them today in the box. Like we got them in work today, and I'm like, the guitar looks kind of cool.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I already have 4 guitars, so I don't think I need any more.
Right.
And I'm gonna get the Pro Guitar for Rock Band 3.
Exactly.
So
that's why it's like.
I mean, that's gonna be a 5th guitar. Plus, I have 2 regular guitars. Like, yeah, it's I don't have any more space for like plastic instruments, but I'm sure it's an improvement over, you know, the ones I have, but I don't feel the need to spend an extra $40 to get a new guitar either. So, and outside of that, I've been playing, not a ton of it, but it's called Beat Hazard. It's an indie game. It's a twin stick shooter. So kind of like Geometry Wars, except it, the way it plays is you can take custom soundtracks, like, so you take a CD, rip it to your hard drive, and it will then play, it bases levels off of the music, off the tempo of the music. So if it's like a fast heavy song, like say like something from Metallica, like the enemies are coming at you fast, there's lots of like crazy explosions going on, and you'll get your powers up faster with that too. But if you're like playing like maybe like a ballad or something, it's not quite as fast, and that actually makes it harder to play. Mm-hmm. But the fact that there's just unlimited supply of like levels, depending upon how much music you have, it's so much fun. I really am enjoying it quite a bit, and I would say get it. It's $5 on Xbox Live Indie Games. So it's one of the pricier games, but it's quite a bit of fun. Or you can get it on Steam.
That's a pretty impressive like concept for an indie game, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Definitely.
And there's a whole ranking system in it. Like, evidently you can send out like challenges. Like, so like say like I'm playing like Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Like, you get a high score on that, then you can like send out a challenge to all your friends. And then anybody that's playing it can like try and beat your score. And for an indie game, there's a lot going on there, and I'd actually like to see it kind of move over to the actual arcade, get a little more exposure, and get some real achievements in there.
Yeah, that'd be definitely sweet.
But yeah, so that's all for me, and lots of Reach, lots and lots of Reach.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, why don't we jump into some news?
Cool.
Who wants to kick that off?
Should I be doing the news today since the Nooblet of Nooblets isn't here?
You can. I know Jeff has a couple things.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, then I'll just sub in for Napo's news segment since you know I'm very lazy. I don't get news on myself. You guys do just dandy with that type of stuff. But let's see. The BioShock, the first gameplay trailer, is about 10 minutes long, came out. And
oh, my fucking God. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look pretty orgasmic. I made a post about name branding a couple days ago. But you know what? I mean, I can kind of see where people are coming from, the fact that it's still using a lot of the same elements. It's just, it's a little weird. BioShock, I mean, even the name itself, Bio, you know, meaning water, it's not really, I don't know, it doesn't.
Well, the
doesn't
name
really
never
make
made
sense.
The name never made really
yeah.
make sense for the series.
So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but, I mean, besides that, the game looks fantastic. I mean, just the environments are just, they're so vivid, which is really nice. Like, everything really pops in the game, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's a shame it's coming out 2012. They have,
and it looks so good right now. Like it's so good right now.
What do they need to tweak? I mean, how about like winter of 2011? But I don't know. Maybe they're doing it for like marketing purposes. I don't know, because
maybe they're just trying to be safe. Maybe it will come out next holiday. You know, they just don't want people bitching if it doesn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, Take-Two Games, and that's who's ultimately going to publish this, have like, they're notoriously late coming out. So maybe you're right. Maybe they're just like giving them a really large window to work with, and hopefully we get it earlier.
But I mean, yeah, because they're going to be competing. If they come out like early 2012, they're going to be competing with Mass Effect 3. That's never a good game to compete against.
But like, oh my God, there's so many things in the trailer that are like the atmosphere for one, the whole turn of the century vibe of it. Like, I love like the little changes. Like your character talks now; he's like a detective trying to find out shit. You have a partner in it. Like they made so many changes in it. There's also like a political element. It seems kind of like timely, like the politics of it.
Ooh, that gets Jeff all excited.
The first BioShock was, you know, it had a lot of like, you know, it had politics and stuff in it, and but like this one, it seems like they're trying to relate something to like current events a little bit, like the crazy political party, which, you know, everyone knows who they are.
Democrats and those hippies.
I was leaning towards Tea Partiers, but
yeah, same difference.
But that's what it is. Like the conflict in the game seems to be between like those two elements, sort of like a more liberals and kind of like this crazy radical party that's taken over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. Definitely, I can't wait to see some more footage and maybe hear a little bit more about it. You think that there's going to be like a flying aspect to it? They made flying missions. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you see in the trailer like the awesome little like roller coaster that they have built.
That roller coaster is really sweet.
And you could just pull out a hook and ride on it. I mean, I was just like, this is so awesome, man. Like,
yeah.
That I mean, it's the first 10 minutes of the game, but that first part is all pretty much in the daylight. And
sure,
that was like BioShock was very much in the dark, like. Cause you're underwater, you're in this destroyed kind of city, like there wasn't any bright environments going on. But now with this bright environment, it seemed even more creepy. It's just these crazy people are just kind of like standing around doing their shit, and it's like, this doesn't look right.
Like you're walking through a park and there's a guy sitting there with like hundreds of birds around
him. Yeah.
And you think nothing of it. I'm like, it's kind of weird, but then the guy sicks them on you, and he shoots the birds at you. You're like, what?
It's like you pick up one of the guns. Like, it was crazy. And then you knock them off, and that video.
It has potential for sure. Yeah.
And I like that. You're teaming up with that. I like how you're teaming up with that NPC character, and I think her name is Elizabeth. Like that was pretty cool. And you're sharing, like she's doing one thing with the powers, and you're doing something else, and.
Did you guys catch the one part where you're like, you know, you're using that whatever thing where you could like suck things towards your hand,
right?
And he sucks a shotgun out of someone's hand, but turns it around in the air while still floating, and he shoots it at the guy, and then he pulls the shotgun at him.
And then he goes outside, and that cannon's shooting at him, and he stops the cannon blast like right in front of him, and spins it around and tosses it back at the cannon.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick, definitely.
And how about, I could go on about this forever, but, like, the end of the trailer where he's like, you know, is that the crazy guy that was following you? And she's like, no. And all of a sudden you hear something in the sky, and she's like, that's it. And it's this fucking mechanical bird.
That was great.
I want that game so bad right now.
Yeah.
We only got to wait about a year and a half.
Right. That's what I hate, man. Just freaking just teasing me for no ends, you know, but. It is what it is.
Yep. So, what else we got there, Foss?
Well, Sony has recently been hinting at maybe the PSP going out of production. They're really using the PSP a lot in the past tense. Apparently is what's been buzzing around in the interwebs. So, of course, the speculation now is that the PSP2 is going to be coming out pretty shortly as well. So, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that they're going to come out with the PSP2? I mean, obviously, the Go just came out, you know, last year. And that's probably hasn't sold all too many. So maybe a PSP2 with dual control analogs, like any respectable freaking smart person would think about. But who knows?
I think the PSP is on its way out. And they need to do something. Right now, Sony is getting hit really hard with piracy on the PSP. Not that Nintendo's not, but the DS just sells so many more units than the PSP.
Yeah.
And so they have to do something. And the Go seemed to be like they were trying to move in that direction, but it ended up being a giant failure. And now you get companies that aren't even releasing their games digitally. Like a big game like Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep, should be available to people who have a Go. And if you have a Go, like, you cannot get that game because Square and Disney only released it on a UMD.
So people are hacking through digital ways?
That's the argument that Square and Disney gave for not releasing Birth by Sleep on the PSN. But most of it is, like, they found a way to rip UMDs and using past PSP firmware, they are like basically pirating all the games that come out for it. So they need to do something to fix that.
You can't blame it on that though. I mean, look at the DS. You could do that
too. Yeah, they have that R card or whatever. And I think it's just a convenient scapegoat for Sony and for these other companies. Like, Sony needs to unify their platform, though, because right now it's so fragmented. Like, you have people that have a Go, and they can't get all the games. Then you have people that have, like, the regular PSP, and some of those games are, like, they can't get some of the other stuff, and it's all over the place. They just need to unite the platform, maybe upgrade it a bit, give us something new. Because the PSP is kind of old at this point. What, pushing 5 years or so?
Yeah, it's getting there, definitely.
I think we'll probably be hearing about a PSP2 in the near future, probably by E3 at the latest.
Hey, while we're on the handheld front, could I bring up one little item? The 3DS hardware specs have basically been released, or like some of them, I guess. It's gibberish to me, but the article on IGN did say that, like, some developers are saying it's almost like an Xbox 360, but, like, on a lower-res screen.
Wow.
And it has a gig and a half of built-in flash storage, which is, I think, what the Wii has. Okay. The rest of it is meaningless to me. Like, 133 megahertz GPU, 4 MBs of dedicated RAM, 64 megabytes of RAM. But whatever.
When I saw it at E3, I mean, I was blown away by it. I wouldn't say it's like 360 graphics, but it's definitely much better PS2 graphics, which is still impressive. I mean, God, if you told me a few years ago that I could be able to play PSP quality games on my portable on the go, I'd be damn impressed. So it looks really good, and especially for such a small screen, you don't really see the pixels that you would in a huge screen, so those PS2 quality graphics look almost, you know, next gen when on such a small screen.
Yeah. So what's your guys' interest level in the 3DS? Or do you think you're gonna pick one up?
Yeah, maybe not day one, but it's definitely the most interested I've been in a portable console. I'm just scared that same thing's going to happen like every other time where I get it, I get excited for a couple weeks, and then it's just sitting by my toilet for a month, you know?
Like, I'm not a big handheld fan at all, but I am excited about this. But I hear you, Fozzie. I mean, but give me Resident Evil at launch, and I'm in.
See, the one thing which I think is going to put this over the other ones, though, is the 3D aspect, which is something that the consoles cannot deliver without wearing stupid-ass glasses that, let's be honest, I'm not going to wear. So the fact that I can see 3D and the 3D looks great. And without glasses, I mean, I could take this to, you know, I could take this to my friend's house and show them, and I can, you know, just hang out by, you know, laying on my couch and playing 3D games. So we'll see. But yeah.
So I guess the rumor is we're going to hear release date and price this coming weekend or early next week.
Well,
so I heard by the 26th, which is that Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that is when they were going to announce it, but that was just rumor. So
sure.
I'm hoping that that's when it gets announced, because I'd like to know. I'm really curious to see if they're pricing this thing at $300 like the early rumors were saying.
Oof.
Cause that's going to kill it for me. If it's $300, I can't shell that out for a handheld.
Well, I mean, PSP Go is $250.
Right.
What would you be willing to spend?
$200 is that nice price point. It really is. I mean, I get what you're saying about you know, the Go being $250, and I did shell out money for that. Most of it though was in like trade in stuff, so
that would be pretty funny though, that their freaking portable fucking gaming console is more expensive than their regular gaming console.
Right. It's like, I mean, yeah, I look at my PS3 and go, I paid $500 for that. You know, $250 against $500. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's a big difference, like, price-wise. But then, like, you look at the Wii, and it's like, I paid $200 for this, and now they're going to charge me an extra $100 on top of that to have their handheld device?
Yeah.
I hope that's not... I hope that's pure speculation, and there's no sense of truth to that rumor at all.
Right.
I think it has to be. I mean, this is Nintendo we're talking about. They do overcharge, but they also keep it cheaper than anyone else.
So. Right. So, what else we got going on?
Well, let's see here. We've got Bungie's next game. Apparently, some of the higher ups at Activision has accidentally leaked it out. It could be MMO or online subscription based, which really neither. What is, like, what's the deal with all these MMOs? Is it because World of Warcraft is making so much cash? But I've never been a fan of MMOs. I don't know really that many people that are.
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I mean, in their basement.
I feel like they're just wasting time on these when they could be making great games like The Old Republic. Ah, I want Knights of the Republic freaking 3 so bad. And it's just, sometimes it just boggles my mind why they haven't done those things. But, you know, I mean, I guess people want to play Star Wars MMO, but I can tell you with Galaxy that it sucks ass.
Yeah, Galaxy was terrible.
God, that game was bad.
I was so excited for that, too. I bought
it. So excited.
And it didn't work. I was like, it did not work on launch day.
I was like, man, I want to be a Jedi so bad. I hope I get picked. Or, you know how, like, you know how you have to, like, feel it out, like, if you would become a Jedi or not?
Yeah, you had to go to different paths. And.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope Bungie's not going that route, but they have made games in the past that weren't shooters, so maybe they're returning to that form. Like, maybe they're going to make not a shooter this time around.
We'll see. That's, I don't know.
Speaking of Bungie, I just thought it was I don't know if you guys remember a game called Oni on the, PS2.
Yeah.
Bungie is the one that actually made that game. And then, that term is used in Reach numerous times.
Hmm.
So, I mean, obviously there's no link between the two games other than, like, that phrase, but because Oni, the PS2 game, was basically like a 3D action game, like beat 'em up, like kung fu shit, anime style, and sparse environments, like had terrible story.
They're not trying to sue them or anything, are they?
What was that?
They're not trying to sue them or anything, are they? Because the game name is in there.
No, I mean, Bungie made that game, so.
Oh, they made it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made that PS2 game.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it was just pretty cool that they used they made that callback to their old game.
Sure.
And like the Spartan armor kind of looks like their the armor from the previous series, Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So they make callbacks to their old games, which is pretty cool. But as for an online subscription, I have no idea.
Yeah, I hear that. Alright. Nice.
So,
well, let's see if I've got any more news coming your way. The only other thing I really have, but maybe we shouldn't get into, is the Batman Arkham Asylum. Just made a really quick recap on it. Apparently the map size is supposed to be 5 times as large as the first one. And the first one was a pretty good size. So, I mean, this one, it's going to have vehicles, it's going to have co-op with Catwoman. Was the first one open world, though? Because I thought we were just inside the asylum the whole time. Like, you can go to, like, different parts, right?
It was Metroid-y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it was but this, open, but
yeah. This one's good.
You know.
Yeah. I was just going to say this one is actually taking place in a city, though, right?
Yeah, it's a what called Arkham City.
Yeah. So that makes sense. You know.
I hope I get to drive the Batmobile.
Oh, of course, man. Got to.
So that would be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's all the news from me.
I guess one other piece of gaming news that I know is good old games, GOG.com. They, I guess earlier this week they announced they were shutting down. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. They basically sell old games, like the original Fallout, Fallout 2. Stuff like that. They would sell DRM free for, you know, a decent price, like $5.99, $6.99, depending upon the games.
Mm-hmm.
They announced, like, no warning to their customers or anything. They just announced, hey, we're shutting down. There'll be news in the future on, you know, how you can get your games and stuff. But, yeah, we're pretty much done. And then today there was a news conference that basically revealed it all as a giant hoax. They're just changing the way they distribute their games. It's going to be more like Steam, supposedly, probably with a client. It's to me, it just was really a shady PR thing. Not a big fan of it.
So I kind of turned you off from them. Have you done anything with them before?
Yeah, I bought a bunch of games from them.
Really?
Yeah, for probably like maybe 10, 12 games from them since they launched 2 years ago. I was part of like their pre, like before they went into open beta, I was part of like their closed beta. And I was like, hey, this is awesome, man. I'm getting like these old school games. They run great on like a new system. Because they're all upgraded to run on, you know, today's computers and run well. Whereas, like, if you were to install, like, Baldur's Gate onto your computer now, it would probably just run at way too fast a speed, and you wouldn't actually be able to play it in any sort of fashion.
Oh.
But they've, like, made it work on today's computers, and yeah, it was cool. It was like I was able to play Fallout for like $6, and I think I got Beyond Good and Evil off of there. So they had some really cool games. They announced today they're going to get Baldur's Gate, which means they secured the license to the D&D games. But I'm really not happy with them right now because that was just a weird way of business practice to go about announcing
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems stupid, like, to create confusion like that, because I did think they went out of business. I thought that was the story, so.
Yeah, and then, like, if you didn't get the rest of the story, like, oh, crap, all my shit's gone. See, if you went to their website over the last 3 days, it basically said, sorry, everything's closed, we're done. Like, really? Like, and if you never
then
went back.
Come up. Yeah, gotcha.
If you didn't pick up the rest of the story, the fact that there was all this stupid joke, Might have missed out on that.
Yeah, I don't know how happy I'd be about that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying I won't use their service in the future, but I'm not too happy with them right now.
Yeah.
But if they got Icewind Dale on there, I'd probably jump at that.
Nice.
Jeff, you said you had some TV news?
Yeah, these are just, like, really small things. I just wanted to talk about them for some reason. I mean, they won't be news by the time people listen to this, so... But for us, anyways,
stupid madman.
By now you guys had heard that, like, the whole Joaquin Phoenix thing was a joke, like a hoax for his movie.
Yeah, surprise.
And he will be appearing on Letterman tonight, which I'm interested to see what he has to say about that.
Right.
The other thing, which God, I loved it, was Stephen King played a bit role on Sons of Anarchy last night as like a independent like clear guy who makes bodies disappear. it was so funny, like these two girls accidentally kill someone in the episode and they call him up to get rid of the body. He shows up, he comes down in the basement, sees the body, he touches the girl's tits, like he squeezes her tits, then he sticks his hand inside her mouth and starts running his finger around her gums. Then he pulls out a pen and paper and he's like, I need this list of things, right? And they're like, okay, we'll get them for you. And then at the end of the episode, he comes up from the basement. And he goes, "All done." And they're like, "What about the body?" And he goes, he looks at him. He's like, "What body?" And it's just like that's the reaction. The other actors are like looking at him like this fucking weirdo. Like, he's all creepy.
Right?
And you could tell they were doing it for laughs for his fans and stuff. And it was just a really well done cameo.
And he's cool. A creepy looking dude too.
Yeah, he is. he fits his books just fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's up on YouTube or whatever, but try looking for that. It is very funny if you're a fan of his.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Nice.
Alright, so why don't we jump into our NFL picks for the week.
Yay.
Do a little recap before, though. Last week, Fozzie went 2-2 again, bringing his season total to 4-4.
Go mediocrity.
Jeff and Tony each went 3-1, bringing their totals to 6-2 for the year. And I somehow picked all four games, and that brings my total to 7-1. Now, Jeff, you picked all the games out this week, so you lay them on us.
All right. We'll just do them, I guess, one at a time like we usually do.
Yeah.
My first pick is San Francisco at Kansas City. You got the 49ers, they're winless, but they were supposed to be a good team this year. It's, you know, Kansas City at home at Arrowhead Stadium, which is, I guess, you know, tough to play at because it's so goddamn loud. But interesting tidbit from NFL.com, the Chiefs have not won consecutive games at their stadium since 2006 and 2007.
Wow.
I take those tidbits as meaningless, though, because, I mean... they really kind of are. My pick, though, I want to see the Niners beat them at home. That's my pick.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. I don't know. Kansas City is a scary team, like scary. Not know how they're gonna play from week to week. And San Francisco is a better team than what they've shown so far. So I'm gonna go with San Francisco as well.
So you pick San Fran, Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll probably go with San Francisco as well. I feel that, you know, Alex Smith, he's done a lot to improve his game. And, I think that the San Francisco defense is going to be pretty scary in a couple years. I think that they're still trying to get one or two key pieces, like, before they become a playoff team. But I think that they don't start 0-3 and they pull this one out.
All right.
Yeah. We got to win eventually.
Right.
My next pick is a little showdown in Texas, Dallas at Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dallas is 0-2. Houston is 2-0, amazingly. And I'm going to go with Dallas. Otherwise, people are really going to start questioning them this year. Like, they got to do something this week.
Right.
Yeah, I'm already starting to question them. I think Tony Romo is going to have a big game, but, you know, Peyton Manning had a big game against them as well. He threw for 400 and some yards. So I think Romo is going to put up big numbers, but Houston's going to end up picking this one out. So
so you're going to Houston, huh? I'm probably going to side with Jeff in the fact that I think that people might be a little bit, you know, fascinated with the Houston-Texas allure, or, oh, man, this is the year where they get over their hump. And it could be, but in the end, they're still Houston. So I think that Dallas is going to step their game up. Is it at Dallas or at Houston?
Houston.
Okay.
And they've never won. They've never gone 3-0 to start a season. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with Dallas for this one, too.
So before we move on to the next pick, so if Dallas loses this week, do you think Wade Wilson keeps his job?
Maybe he gets fired at the end of the season, but he won't get fired on the spot. No.
You don't think Jerry Jones pull that trigger?
He's not Al Davis just yet. He still has a few more years before he becomes that.
I'm just wondering because I think Wilson's on the hot seat right now. So
yeah, a team with that much talent. You can freaking sleep and still get to the playoffs, probably. But we'll see.
All right.
Next up, I have Monday Night Football, Green Bay at Chicago, baby. I took a really close look at this game. And, you know, Rodgers is probably the better quarterback. And Green Bay, I think, definitely has the better defense. I want to see, you know, and also Green Bay has a habit of winning in Chicago, and Chicago has a habit of winning at Green Bay. So it's, I hate to say it, but I think Green Bay is going to take it.
Wow, you wouldn't pick against them, not even blind faith?
I was looking at their stats for the year so far, and I'm like, you know, Green Bay has them.
That doesn't matter. I went with Jacksonville last week against San Diego at San Diego. You're a noob fan, my friend, a noob fan.
I hate to do it, but I'm just picking who I think is going to win, and I really do think it's the Packers.
I think the Packers are going to win, too. Chicago played well. I mean, I don't know. Did they even play well? Like, they're on the
board. They beat Detroit Lions and an overrated freaking Cowboys team who's owned right now. So
I don't know. I don't know how well they've played, so... Green Bay, I mean, granted, they beat an Eagles team just barely, and then they played Buffalo last week, and that Buffalo team's terrible, and they should have beat that, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Green Bay has a pretty strong defense. They don't have that, you know, their running back got hurt, so they have to fill in that hole there, but I think they'll be fine. And they're going to beat Chicago.
Green Bay, pretty easy. Probably one of the easier picks to choose this week. No offense to Chicago, but... It
wasn't easy for me.
Yeah, well, whatever. Still picked against them, bastard. For Green Bay, you know, my boy Clay Matthews, he's going to run all over their offense, and they're going to come out the win. Easy as that. Easy like Sunday morning.
My last pick is Jets at Dolphins.
I hate you.
I was looking at their stats. They're like kind of evenly matched, maybe. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that. I mean, who knows who they played so far this year? I don't know. But Jets are 1-1. Miami's 2-0. And I'm going with Dolphins for my boy Chris here.
Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins, too. I hate the Jets so much, though, so it's like just blind rage, maybe.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you pick freaking teams.
I can't pick the Jets ever. Like, I just can't. I really despise them. Miami's defense has played very well the first two games. Their offense needs to start clicking, but right now their defense is playing really well. I mean, they – 4 turnovers on Brett Favre last week. They basically like beat him into submission, made him look like the old man that he is. Right. And Sanchez hasn't.
Don't you dare!
He hasn't been playing great though. Like he's playing good, but he's still shaky. And I think the Dolphins' defense can get to him. And if they can get to him, Dolphins should be able to win this one. It's going to be close though.
Yeah. I would love to pick my boys Jets, and you know they're a good team, but the only thing that I see as a problem is that Revis is out. And if Revis was in, I would probably pick the Jets. But it's at Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's at the Dolphins, so I don't know. I think the home team's going to pull it through. And surprisingly, Dolphins probably will start 3-0 this season. Now, that's really all I got to say about that. Basically, if they can stop the run, and Napo, I wish he was here because he'd give me so much shit, but Sanchez is not that great of a QB. He checks down a lot. You know, he does those dump-off passes that Leinart's famous for. The only difference between him and Leinart is that he didn't have a top-five defense to bail him out every time, and he didn't have a superior running game. I mean, the Jets have one of the best running games and defenses in the game, so Sanchez just basically doesn't need to make mistakes. But I don't think he's going to do enough for the game to pull it out this week. So,
alrighty. And so Tony's picks for this week are San Francisco, Houston, Green Bay, and the Jets.
Yeah.
So
a little change of people's.
Yeah, we're mixed up again this week, so it should be good. Let's take a quick break, though, and we'll come back. We'll answer some listener mail and then close this thing out.
found some crumb cake. It's on.
Cool crumb cake.
Doesn't it's like butter it. French.
Yeah, so we're back. We got some listener mail.
And crumb cake.
Jeff, you want to kick us off? Because I know you got one that came in.
Yeah, this is a kind of a fun one, too. Gigawatt Conduit asked, what is the dumbest title for a game you ever heard of? There was one I couldn't recall that I remember talking about with someone once, but I do have a couple here. There's a game coming out for DS called 999, and it's like 999, 9 rooms, 9 doors, 9 something. That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I hate the Dragon Ball, the titles for their games, because it's like Dragon Ball Budokai, Dragon Ball Budokai Tenkaichi. Like, take a Japanese course to learn how to say them. It's so hard to keep track of them. Like, I hate when people ask me for Dragon Ball games. I'm like, I don't know. Just look around. Find them. Kingdom Hearts 358 Days Over 2.
Oh, that's a terrible title.
Yeah, that's so bad. Stupid.
The new one's stupid too. Birth by Sleep. Birth is that isn't sleep. That like yeah. like a C-section?
I don't know if they put you to sleep when you have a C-section. Not sure.
Dear God, I would want to be. They're cutting you open.
Yeah.
And I have one more. There's a game for PSP called What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord 2? And I don't even think there is a first one in the series. They just called it that.
Oh, no, there is. It's a, there is. It's Holy, it's like something Privacy Badman. It's a, and that's, this is the sequel to that. It's totally ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually caught that question on Twitter before, before the show, so I couldn't come up with anything off the top of my head, so I typed in dumb video game titles, and it brought me to a CNET site, crave.cnet.co.uk, and they evidently did a feature on it back in 2008, and some of these are great. Spanky's Quest.
Spanky.
Yep, it's a Super Nintendo game that came out in 1991. Touch Dick. It's a Nintendo DS title from 2005.
Yeah.
It's evidently a dictionary game, but it's called Touch Dick. It's so bad.
Oh, God.
If It Moves, Shoot It. It was an Amiga game from 1989. Oh, let's see. Attack of the Mutant Camels. That one certainly interesting. Ninja Hamster.
Ninja Hamster.
Let's see if I got any other ones that are Bus Driver. It's just called Bus Driver. All you do is drive a bus. It's like Flight Simulator, but with a bus.
Nice.
Big.
Oh
Mother.
Man, I saw that. I wanted to play that.
Really?
That's awesome.
Big Mother Truckers 2, Truck Me Harder.
That's actually funny.
It's an Xbox game. Chemist Tycoon, which is a PC title from 2006.
Sounds like a boner for any scientist.
I think Jeff will get a kick out of this one. How to Be a Complete Bastard. It's a Commodore 64 game from
1987. Wow. I myself have a couple as well. Are you done though?
No, I got a couple more.
Oh my god! Okay, go ahead.
Rex Nebula and the Cosmic Gender Bender.
Oh god, that just sounds terrible.
It's a Mac game from '92. Princess Tomato and Salad Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's a real NES game. Yeah, I think that's it. There's some other ones here, but they're not particularly great. So what do you got, Fozzy?
Two very great ones. Revenge, or General Custer's Revenge, when that came out on the freaking Atari. Is that what it was called? I think that's what it was called. And of course the legendary Shaq Fu.
Oh yeah. That's so bad.
Oh god. That game. Oh. Let's not even go there. So yeah, Shaq Fu. That'll be mine.
Go ahead.
I got a few more. Just ones that I just thought were stupid. I always thought this was like a dumb name for a game. Zone of Enders. What? I don't know. I don't get it. The Conduit is just so generic. Sorry, Gigawatt Conduit, but The Conduit is a dumb title. That's it.
Yeah, I love the Zone of the Enders games, but that is a terrible title.
It's just like, what? Zone of Enders?
Yeah. As is Xenogears or Xenosaga. They're just terrible titles.
Yeah, anything like that.
Like Xenoblade, which I think it's a Wii game that's coming out. Yeah, not great. I had a couple questions come in to me. One from the legendary Snack Pack. He wants to know any upcoming game releases that we are excited for. I know for me, Rock Band 3. Really, Castlevania, Lord of Shadows. There's a couple, but they're probably the two biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least. About you guys?
GT 5, probably, dude. Also FIFA, definitely.
Yeah, FIFA next week. Woo! What about you, Jeff?
I got like three ones that I can't get out of my mind. Dead Rising 2, Sims 3, Need for Speed.
This one's probably on your list. Just blew my mind too. Epic Mickey.
Oh yeah.
That's I totally forgot about that, but yeah, that's definitely one I'm anticipating.
Yeah, definitely.
Really looking forward to that. Got another question. This one comes in from Dub from Teabag Radio.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know what our favorite weapon to use among all the Halo games is. I don't know.
Wait, what do you say? I'm sorry. What do you say?
What is your favorite weapon to use among all the Halo games? I don't know. I don't know if he's talking about just guns or just all weapons in general. But my personal favorite is the plasma grenade. I love sticking that to people's heads.
That is true, yeah. Plasma grenade's great. Either that or probably the battle rifle for me, because it feels so much better than the stupid, machine gun that you start out with. I love that battle rifle.
I don't know if this is cheating, but I'm going to go with my elbow.
That's a good one.
Sword's fun, too.
I love running in on someone and cornering them and meleeing them twice and killing them.
I get most of my kills with.
Yeah. I changed mine. Definitely. I changed mine to the hammer, dude. I love the hammer.
The hammer is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. Alright, Fozzie, you got any questions?
Yeah, sure, why not? Trust me, these are some great ones here. We have from Talk to Samson.
Says,
do you find me sexy? I think we'll all say we have no comment for that one, buddy. You can just keep that to yourself next time, but we still love you anyways. They get just better from here on out. Zephyr Game Gee says PCP or LSD. Now, is PCP angel dust?
Yeah, I think.
I think so. I've never had that before. So I've tried acid once or twice before, and I didn't even like that either. It's freaking way too much of a high for way too long. I do not like high for like 18 hours straight. I have to function at least like sometime. So
it's like you want it to end and it gets all depressing. Oh, man.
It's bad. Wake up and shit's still like swirling. That's the worst, dude. Like, fuck my life.
It's probably better than PCP, though, so I'm going to have to go with LSD also.
I'll go with LSD, too.
I have no idea. I've never done either one of them. Can I say alcohol? I really like alcohol.
Have you ever had shrooms before?
No.
Shrooms are better than LSD. They don't make you as paranoid and scared about everything.
So I'm already like, paranoid and scared. I certainly don't need something to enhance that.
It's like LSD. You feel like everyone's looking at you, like even if no one's there. Like it's just, it's a very uncomfortable.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
You feel like if you're in like a group of people, you feel like they're all plotting against you and they're laughing at you behind your back, and it's.
Man, if I took that shit and went to work, I would probably go crazy.
Yeah, you would. You'd feel like you're going crazy at least.
Oh God, yeah, going to work with that, not a good idea. Not a good idea.
I remember the second time I ever did acid, I was in high school and I did it, like I dropped it like in second period, and so I spent day tripping, and it was so fucked up. Like, and I just remember too, like I had to take, I was in honors biology like my freshman year of high school, and so I had to take a test on DNA while I was on acid. I got exactly 50% on the test too, I remember.
Dude, thank God I did not get into drugs until after high school. I could not have functioned if I did.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I only have one more actually from Sean D. Knight. He writes, what would you guys think if Halo were to be released annually like Call of Duty? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And I think all of us probably think it's a pretty bad thing, right?
Yes, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that ODST came out last year, but I don't, like, if they're going to give us, like, something small like that once a year, that's, but, like, I don't want my big Halo, like, my big Halo games, you know, every couple years, every few years.
Sure. You need some time apart, like, you know, so can the other games, too.
And I'm hoping that maybe Microsoft doesn't, you know, decide they're going to go that way. Like, I don't want a new Halo game this time next year.
No. And they said that they don't want to. They said, you know, basically when it's ready, but they want it, you know, they want it semi-annually, maybe, like.
In 2 years, I'd probably be good for another game. Because, I mean, Bungie's new game coming out about then. And I'm serious, though. I really just want to, I want that Halo HD. Give me all the maps.
Right. That'd be pretty tight. Tad indeed. Well, that's all I've got for my reader mail.
Alright, so I think that's about it, guys.
Cool.
It's been fun.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
So some minor housekeeping. You know, check us out on Twitter. All of our Twitter usernames are in the you know, they're in the show notes, so follow us on there. Follow P Sane Show you know, at twitter.com as well. You know, if you have questions, comments, you know, send them in to us at perfectlysane@vagary.tv. You know, check out the stuff at vagary.tv. there's a bunch of great, you know, other great podcasts like Game Over, and I think it's now called the Gova podcast. You know, a bunch of other shit too. Plus there's all new articles and stuff. I believe Tony is working on a Halo Reach review for that, which will be going up soon. So yeah, you can check all that shit
get
out.
Some power going.
And you know, join up with us on Tuesday for a Tuesday night Battlefield. We'll be playing Reach again this week.
Definitely.
You know, we will mix up the games at some point, but I think Reach is, you know, the game of choice for right now. So that's what we want to be playing. So anyway, thank you guys.
Thank you. It's
been fun again. And come back next week.
Yippee! Hopefully we'll have a full force that time around too. So
yeah, hopefully Tony have his power.
Yeah,
he'll move into Maryland somewhere, like where they have power.
Like those crazy DC people.
So, all right, let's go play Halo.
Later.
Later.
I don't care that you're eating Gatorade.
Okay. Wait, how do you eat Gatorade?
Oh, just get out of here.
Make little Gatorade ice cubes. Oh my god.
What are you doing to him, boss?
I'm not doing anything.
Don't hurt the child.